Zion, Shabbat, Wednesday the 12th of January, Rabbi Matis Yohu Lawrence. Long-term employment contracts, are they permitted? This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family G. Klein, Lichbot Simchas Nisurin today of Pini Isla and Esther Dunner.
Good morning. The topic of the Shir is, as announced, long-term employment contracts, are they permitted? So, I want to explain a little bit why we're talking about this topic now. What's it got to do with today or the time we are in, and how this is perhaps relevant or not relevant to us. So the parshas that we are learning at this moment, or these weeks, parshas Ma'ira, Boy, B'Shanach, talk about the Yitzhiyah of Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Me'avdus Lecheiros. And the Torah sets out in a number of places the importance of this inyan of Me'avdus Lecheiros. In fact, with regard to many mitzvahs, we mention Zeichir Yetzias Mitzrayim the whole time. Yetzias Mitzrayim is this concept of Me'avdus Lecheiros. Now, in Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Bahar, and Parshas Re'eh, we have the mitzvah of Eved Ivri, or the dinim of Eved Ivri. It comes in three different places, and putting together from all those three places in the Torah, we can get all the dinim of Eved Ivri. But what I want to concentrate on is in Parshas Bahar, where the Torah speaks about somebody who is sold sold into slavery as an Eved Ivri. That means it's a Jewish person. There's two cases, one where he's sold to another Jewish person, and another case where he's sold to a Ger Toshav, usually because he hasn't got any money to pay a choiv, or because he stole something and he doesn't have any money to pay. And therefore the Torah prescribes the din of Eved Ivri. The Torah in Parshas Bahar, Yikra Chof Hei, Pasuk Ramlates, M'chiyomuch Achicha Imach, V'nimka Loch, if your brother becomes poor, V'nimka Loch, and he becomes sold to you, Loi Savoid Boi Avoides Oved, you mustn't enslave him in the manner in which Avodim are enslaved. The Pesukim go on, and he's to tell you that he serves with you until Yovel, or as we learn from elsewhere, 6 years, whichever comes first, really. But after that time he goes out, then he goes back to his family. And then the Pesuk says the crucial words, because they are my avodim, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Asher Yitzeisi Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. I took them out of Mitzrayim. Lo yimachru min keres aved. They mustn't be sold in the way that an eved is sold. And the different pshatim exactly what this means over here. Rashi says what it means is they shouldn't be sold in a public forum, which is the way that an eved would be sold, an eved kanani would be sold, but rather it has to be done in private because there's a bezoin perhaps attached to being sold as an eved, and Klal Yisrael are not meant to be avodim. Ki avodaihim, says Kodesh Baruch Hu. We are the avodim now of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. We came out of Avdus Mitzrayim, we went into the Avdus of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, really, the concept of Avdus is inappropriate for Klal Yisrael. It's just that there's certain exceptional circumstances where a person has to be sold into slavery. But really and truly, the concept of Avdus, of people being slave to other people, is inappropriate by Klal Yisrael. We have to be avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Which was an Eved.
Well, now, avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a concept which perhaps you might want to hear a Musa share about, which is not what we're going to talk about today, the concept of being an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's many Chazals, many Maimonim Chazal, many Maimonim of the Rishonim and Achronim, about the concept of what it means to be an Eved Hashem. So we're not going to talk about the Musa concept of Eved Hashem, we're going to talk about perhaps the Halachic concept of Eved Hashem. That's what the Torah mentions with respect to being sold to another Jewish person. A few psukim later, the pasuk talks about being sold, a Jewish person being sold to a Ger Toshav. And there, the pasuk says a very similar thing, that Ki Avadayhem and Ki Vibane Yisrael, says the pasuk, Kosh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael are mine, Avadim, right? My Avadim, Avadayhem, Asher Hetzesi Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Elikeichem. So Kodesh Baruch Hu reaffirms this point that we are the Avdei HaKodesh Baruch Hu, we're not meant to be the Avodim of human beings. We're not meant to be that. The Malbim explains that after Kodesh Baruch Hu redeemed us from Mibes Avodim, from the house of slavery, with Oisoisu Moifsim, with tremendous wonders and miracles, From that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquired us to be his servants for keeping Torah Mitzvot on one hand, and also for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have his specific Hashkocha over Klal Yisrael, a much more specific type of Hashkocha process over Klal Yisrael than over the other nations. Like a king, for example, has more Hashkocha over his subjects and his dominion in his territory, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu has more Hashkocha, so to speak, over us. And that time, since that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has acquired us. No other acquisition by any other master can be chal. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. There's no such concept to be a proper slave to another Jewish, to another person. Now, the Gemara uses these psukim in the following context. The Gemara Bavritzia, Daf Yud Omed Aleph. Gemara says that a poyel yochoyle lachzor boy. A poyel, somebody who is a worker, and we'll define that in a second. A person who is a worker, yochol lachzoy afid be'emtza hayoyim. He can retract from his job even in the middle of the day. Now, what is a poyel? A poyel is somebody who's paid per day, per week, per month, not for the job. You don't pay him for the job that he's doing. You pay him per day. Somebody, for example, is a private teacher, a person who is a sofer. You pay him very often per the day. Per the week. He's not being paid for the job. That's a kavlan. Someone who's paid for the job is called a kavlan. You want somebody to refurbish your house, he's a kavlan, he fixes the price, that's called a kavlan. We're not talking about kavlan, we're talking about a poyel. And the halachas of poyel and kavlan are very different in Shulchan Aruch. But the halacha is that a poyel, a person who's paid by day or by week, is able to be choyzer, afidu be'emtza hayom. If he decides he doesn't want to do the job anymore, he can be choyzer. And there's a number of different conditions to that. Sometimes he can, sometimes he can't. In Shin Lamed Gimel Chesh Mishpat, the halachas of poyel over there. Now, we're not going to go into all the prophet over there, but the general rule is a poyel yachol lachzor afidu be'emtza hayom. Says the Gemara, how do we know that a poyel can be choyzer afidu be'emtza hayom? Says the Gemara from this pasuk, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, because Klal Yisrael are avodim for me, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avodai hayim, they are my avodim. And the Gemara darshens, v'loy avodim la'avodim. Okay, so the Gemara is taking out a concept from this pasuk that we're not meant to be avodim. So therefore, if somebody has agreed to do a job, the work, not a job, but to be a poyel, if he wasn't able to be choyzer, he would be like an eved. He'd be chained to his work. And we'll explain that a little bit more later on in the name of the Chasam Sofer. But the Gemara learns from here that you have to have the right to be able to be choyzer be'emtayon, because if you didn't, then you would be like an eved. The Chasam Sofer explains that if a person a person is prevented from selling himself to the extent that he cannot be choyzer. He's not given jurisdiction over himself. He's to the extent like an Eved Kanani who is sold properly into Avdus, we're not given that jurisdiction over ourselves. There are certain cases where a person doesn't have money to pay because he stole, then the Torah gave permission for this to be done. It's done for a person to go and sell himself into Avdus because he feels that's a more convenient way of life for him, because all his needs will be provided for and it's a nice life. A person's not allowed to do that. Now the shaila is, what about schilus? If you're telling me that a person, a payal, can be choyzer be'emtza hayom, why? Because otherwise he would be an eved. What about a person hiring himself out? Can a person hire themselves out on a long-term basis? Is he allowed to be able to do that? Because if you hired yourself out, and that's the contract, then perhaps you're like an eved. You're at the beck and call, so to speak, of the person who isn't hired you, the employer, and maybe you cannot hire yourself out. Says Tosfos there, on the daf, but Mesir Daf Yud, nevertheless, it's mutter for a person to hire himself out. What's the difference between this and what we've talked about until now? He says that with the concept of avdus, a person can only get out of it if he has a get shichru. If he's freed, he has a special document freeing him. That shows that really he's bound. In order to get out of it, he has to go through a special procedure called get shichru. A person who is hiring himself doesn't need to have a get shichru. A person who's hired out, when he stops his contract, is not with a get shichru as such. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer explaining Tosfos, there's a chiluk between them. It's enough of a difference, a significant difference between the case of someone who hires himself out and somebody who would be an eved. Therefore, says Tosfos, you're allowed to hire yourself out. You're allowed to hire yourself out. It's not a problem at all. We'll see. I'll hope to try and explain that point. Right. Yeah. So we're talking about probably indefinitely. Hiring yourself out on a long-term basis. We'll see the details as we move on. Right. Now, in Hagos Modcha, Simon Tof Nun Tes, in Bava Metzia there, he quotes this pasuk of Kili B'nei Yisrael, and therefore, the Poyel has to have the right to be able to be Chozer, as we explained. But he asks a question, and he's really asking the question that Tosfos was asking, but he spells out the question clearly. And he says that in the same way there's Osa for a person to be sold as an Eved Ivri, surely it should be Osa for themselves to hire themselves out, because the Gemara over here is calling a Poyel an Eved. The Gemara says, if a Poyel doesn't have the right to be Chozer, then he's like an Eved. If you hire yourself out without the right to be Chozer, you're going to be like an Eved. So his answer is no. The Gemara is not calling a Poyel an Eved. The Gemara is not saying that a Poyel would become an Eved. What the Gemara is saying, no, a Poyel is a Sochir. He is someone who's hired out. He doesn't become an Eved. What the Gemara is telling you is the following thing. If already we see with an Eved who is sold, his guf is sold to his master, nevertheless the Torah gave him a right that he can get out of his position for the Eved, as a get shichra, he can get out, there's a way of being paid to him, of redeeming him, of coming out, or he goes out after 6 years, or by Yovel. Since we see that even a person whose guf is acquired by the master, the Torah gave him a number of mechanisms to get out of his afters, so then kal v'chomer, a person who is not acquired by his master, somebody who is rented out, so to speak, hired out to his master, kal v'chomer, or Poyel, for example, which is what the Gemara is talking about, Kal v'chomer, he has to be able to have the right to be Chozer. Right? That's how the Malchut explains. Yeah? So if we see with an Eved who is acquired by the Odoin, there are ways and means of getting out of it, so to speak. The Torah wanted him to be able to get out of it. So too, when it comes to a Poyel, that's what the Gemara is saying, he has to be able to get out of it. And that's why he's got the right to be Chozer. However, says the Maram in the Malchut, this is a tshuva for the Maram Ben Baruch, the following thing. And this is where the halachic shaila starts. We know there's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh also where it's talking about Eved Ivri. And it says over there, Ki Mishneh Sachar Sochir Avodcho Sheishonim. It says the reason why, it says when you're letting out an Eved Ivri after 6 years, you shouldn't begrudge him going out. You should be happy that he's going out. Why? Because he works for you. Ki Mishneh Sachar Sochir. What does that mean? Mishneh means double. So he works for you double the schar sochir, that a sochir should work. So in other words, an Eved Ivri who's going out after 6 years, the Torah is saying that he's done double what a sochir does, what a hired worker does. So what does that mean about a hired worker? How many years is a hired worker then?
Three.
If an Eved Ivri is 6 years, and the Torah is saying that an Eved Ivri has done double what a sochir done, that means a sochir, the definition of a sochir, is 3 years. Based on this, and we have another pasuk, by the way, in Yeshaya, which also says, Shalosh Shonim Kimei Sochir. Right? So 3 years is a Sochir. So we have two definitions, two places where it defines now that a Sochir is 3 years. Says the Maram Baruch, a person who is a Malamid, or a Sofer, or any other employee, for that matter, should not hire himself out to be Kovua by a Balabais. Liyois bekeva, he says, for liyois somuch al shulchanoi, and to be supported financially by him, beli hefsek, yoisem migimul shonim. Because we're sitting over here, the Torah is telling you that you're allowed to be a sochir, but you're not allowed to be more than a sochir. Once you go out of the boundary of a sochir, what do you become? Almost an eved. Not quite an eved, but almost an eved. So therefore, he's gone out of the boundary of being a sochir, says the Maran Baruch. And therefore, he's not allowed to take a contract himself out to work for more than 3 years in one go, b'li hefsek, when he is somuch al shulchan balabayis. And we'll get to these definitions in a minute. And now, so we seem to have a machlokes now between Tosfos and the Maram Baruch. Tosfos says on the Gemara there that you can hire yourself out, not a problem. It's different to Eved. Eved can get out, he needs a shichur, get shichur to get out. Whereas a sochir doesn't, so therefore he's not doimer to an eved, it doesn't look like an eved at all, and therefore you can hire yourself out long term, says Tosfos. But the Maran Baruch says no. He says that you are only allowed to be a sochir. Once you go beyond 3 years employment in one go with one person, you're beyond a sochir, and you're not allowed to. So if a machlokes, Tosfos and Maran Baruch. Yeah? We have that clear? Machlokes, Tosfos and Maran Baruch. If we open the Shulchan Aruch, Cheshe Mishpat Shin Lamed Gimel, Sif Gimel, we find the Ramah only quotes the opinion of the Maran Barbaro. In other words, the halacha, as paskin by the Ramah, is a person could not take a long-term contract for 3 years, but he has to when he's being somuch completely on the balabayas or the person who is supporting him. This din is brought in the context where it says poyel yochel lachzer boy. Shulchanoch teaches us that a poyel can be chayzer beemtza hayom. He can retract beemtza hayom, says the Shulchanoch, and Shulchanoch says, what's the reason? Because if he wouldn't, he would be like an eved, like we learn. And then it says, may high time, says the Ramah, you can't take hire yourself out a sofer, a malamed, or an employee for more than 3 years, because otherwise you're going to end up being like an eved. So that's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Nesach points out that this is only in a situation when a person does have another source of parnosa. When a person has another source of parnosa, then he's not allowed to hire himself out for 3 years. If he has another, but if he doesn't have another source of parnosa, then he's allowed to. Why is that? Because it's just like an eved. We're learning from an eved here. An eved is allowed to sell himself if he doesn't have parnosa. So this is going to be no worse than an eved. We're learning from eved over here. If he doesn't have another source of parnosa, he's allowed to sell himself out. Only if he does have another source of parnosa, then he's not allowed to do it. Now, the Chassam Sofer discusses this point. Chassam Sofer is in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, Chesha Mishpat Kuf Ayin Beis. And he says clearly, the Minhag is like the Ramah. Which means, practically speaking, we accept this halacha that you can't hire yourself out for longer than 3 years. He says, therefore, this is the reason why the Minhag in Europe was that a Rabbanus was not given for more than 3 or 5 years in one go. The contract, Rabbanus, was given for 3 or 5 years. Where 5 years come from is because there's an opinion of Rashi. Rashi learns that a Sochi is up to 5 years. Rashi in Chumash seems to learn that a Sochi is up to 5 years. So whereas the Ramah learns that it's 3 years, Rashi learns it's 5 years. But in principle, they hold that there is a limitation on how long a person is allowed to hire themselves out.
It says be the Rav and the person?
The Rav hire himself out to the Kehillah. The Rav being hired by the Kehillah. It says the Chassam Sofer, the Minhag was only to give it for 3 or 5 years. However, says the Chassam Sofer, we have to balance it with what he says over there, there was an understanding, obviously, that they would never fire a Rav Stam because they wanted to find somebody else better. They're not allowed to do that. It was accepted that the position of appointing somebody to the position of Rabbonus was an appointment. And you can't be moirid somebody from an appointment. You can't just get rid of them just like that. It's an appointment. You can't demote them just like that. So in terms of contracts, yes, the contract was 3 or 5 years, but it was an understanding that they wouldn't just demote the Rav just like that.
Even after five years.
Yeah. Even after it's long term. It was given long term. Rabbanus was given with an understanding that it would be long term, but the contract was only 3 to 5 years in order that it shouldn't go against this Ramah. That's how the Chassam Sofer said was the minhag. However. Says the Chassam Sofer, another point. And don't argue, says the Chassam Sofer, that there shouldn't be any problem over here of enslaving yourself for more than 3 years, because the Rav is not completely Samuch al Shulchanoi. Says the Chassam Sofer, you might think that what does Samuch al Shulchanoi mean? You employ a private tutor, a living maid, or something like that, to live in your house and be completely supported by you, eating at your table. Maybe that's what it meant, says the Chassam Sofer. Says the Chassam Sofer, no, it doesn't mean that. Because the Rav who is appointed, he would be given a house, he would be given his panosa, his financial things. That's what it means, somoch l'shulchan. It doesn't mean literally you have to sit at the balabais' table. So says the Chassam Sofer, had it not been for this contract of 3 to 5 years, there would have been a problem of giving a rabbonos for much, much longer than that time. So the point is, how does this apply, practically speaking? So there's a tshuva in the Sefer Betzel HaChochma from Rav Stern, who was the Rav in Melbourne. A place in many places in Europe, and then he was in Melbourne. Chelik Pei Simon Pei Zion. And the Shaila was like this. In Australia, 45 years ago, the Kehillah was very small, and it was very difficult to find a Sheikhet or a Rav or a teacher, Mchanchim, Melamdim, from within the Kehillah itself. It was a very small Kehillah they couldn't find. So what did they have to do? They had to bring in people from the outside, from Europe, from Eretz Yisrael. They had to bring people in from much further away. And because it's so far away, and because it cost a lot of money to travel backwards and forwards, They didn't want to take somebody for a year or 2 years. We'll take somebody for 10 years, 5 years, 6 years, 10 years. And people were being given contracts for these long periods of time. And then somebody realized that, according to the Ramah, it would seem to be, and the Chasam Sofer over here clearly says the minhag was like the Ramah, it's a problem to give somebody a contract for more than 3 years. So the shaila to him was, is this permissible or not? And he mentions over there, he goes through the point by point, and he comes out to say that it's mutter. Why would it be mutter? For the following reasons. Firstly, he says that if you look at many Vespadi Peskim, it was quite clear that they didn't accept this minhag. Right? It wasn't accepted everywhere. In the Sfadi Peskim, possibly he suggests because the Ramah is the one who brings it, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't actually bring it. Many places in Ashkenaz, he says, also didn't accept this ruling. There were places where they did seem to give long-term contracts, right? So sometimes you find that the Ramah is not always accepted. Generally, Ashkenazim accept the Ramah. Sometimes the minhag was not like the Ramah. And he brings proofs from many shaylos and tshuvos for him where they didn't seem to be bothered by this issue at all. So you see from there that it was accepted that we do give contracts for longer that time because it's a machlokes that we've shown him. And perhaps the minhag was like Tosfos who held that you can give a long-term contract. It could be, he says, that these contracts for Rabbonus and things like that were given to people who didn't have other panosah otherwise. And therefore, according to what we said before, you are allowed to take a long-term contract when you don't have any other panosah. Very often that is a situation with the Klei Kodesh. They get what they can take. So therefore, it could be they were, it's mutter anyway. But that's why the minhag developed. He then mentions a few other points. And he says that, the further point to be made, it's an interesting chap, that if you look in the Loshon of the Maram, which we quoted before, the one who said it's also to take a long-term contract, the Maram used two important words over there. And he said, it's also to hire yourself out, b'li hefsek. That's the problem. Hiring yourself out for longer than 3 years, b'li hefsek. Says the Betzel HaChochma, that implies, if there's a hefsek in your work, then it's not going to be a problem. What could be a hefsek? For example, if you have a contract to a certain date, and then the contract restarts after 3 weeks, that would be a way of getting around this, because there's officially a hefsek between the periods of employment. But he says not only that, when you fix a gap between the contract, however, even if you don't have a gap, because the law is that it's mandatory that you give an employee holiday time, of a certain amount of time, whatever that is. Therefore, he ends up not being meshubad all the time. Because there are a number of weeks where he doesn't have to work, whichever weeks they are, even if they're not fixed which weeks they are. Even though he gets paid. The payment is a matona that they give, because he's not doing work. Therefore, he's not enslaved, so to speak, to do his work during that time. So therefore, he wanted to argue this doesn't come within the boundary of working b'li hefsek. Because there's a few weeks or amounts of time in between, which means that he's not working beretzifus consecutively. And therefore, based on these ideas, that since it wasn't accepted in all places, this psak of the Ramah, and this is a shas at the chak, because they needed to bring in Melamdin, the Sofrim, Rabbonim, etc., on a long-term contract, and the point was that some hold, not like the Chasam Sofer, some hold that they weren't, someone who is not completely somoch al shulchan balabayas is considered to be beyond this problem at all, because you're not sitting at the table of the balabayas, so some hold not like the Chasam Sofer on that point. And the fact there is a mandatory holiday period every year, and the person is not working beretzifus, with all these reasons together, one would be allowed to give contracts to these people, to these Klei Kodesh, for longer than 3 years, and therefore he said you can be mekel. Now in practice, many contracts nowadays have clauses in, break clauses after 6 months or certain other periods of time, and therefore it probably wouldn't be a problem to have a long-term contract, because they're not really long-term. However, it could occur, and I spoke to some people in the employment field, it could occur in a situation where a person is in IT, for example, in information technology, and they're hired to do a contract for 5 years, 10 years, developing software, that kind of thing. And they want this person, because he's got this skill, to work for a long period of time, and he has to do this thing. It could well be that It depends on whether it's like a poel or a kavan. It comes down to that shaila. It depends how what the arrangement actually is. So we'd have to investigate each situation to see whether this really is a problem nowadays or not. But the concept itself is something which we find very clearly in the halacha. Now, I wanted to mention an interesting story, because besides the halachas over here, the concepts of avdus, what is this halacha trying to teach us? It's trying to teach us a point over here that we mustn't be enslaved to our jobs. And it's a very important point, because it's a very common thing nowadays, and I see it very often in the Besdin when we have financial things and disputes and etc. People very often become enslaved to their jobs. And of course, obviously everyone has to do their hishtadus, etc. for what they have to do, no shy about that at all. But the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be avodim to Him, not avodim to somebody else or some other thing out there. There's an interesting story with the Imri Emes. So the Imri Emes, the Gerei Rebbe, once came into the Beis Medrash on Chol HaMoed, before Hallel, and he addressed his Kehillah, the Hasidim, before Hallel, and he said, "We're going to say Hallel now, and I want you to know when we say on our Hashem that." That's a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept our tefillahs in a tremendous way, with an opportunity to break open the heavens, so to speak, and daven when we say Ana Hashem. So, of course, came to Hallel, and came to Ana Hashem Hashiana. The whole place is screaming with kavona, Ana Hashem Hashiana. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save us. Came after davening, and the Rebbe was complaining to his Hasidim. He said, "I thought after my drosha that the Olam, when we came to Ana Hashem, would be really saying it b'kavona, and no one did." So the Olam who was there was a bit perplexed. When the Olam had said Ana Hashem, Hashiana, there was a tremendous cry and people were saying it b'kavona. So what's the Rebbe talking about? The Rebbe was there. He saw what was going on. Says Rebbe, "No, you're making a mistake. You thought I was talking about Ana Hashem Hashiana. That's what you thought. I wasn't talking about that at all. When it comes to Hashiana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving us, there's a Haftocha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us. Then you don't have to cry so much. You don't have to cry so much. When it comes to Ana Hashem Ani, what's the word? No, Ana Hashem? No? Yeah, Ana Hashem Ki Ani Avtecha. Ana Hashem is a different word, Ana, spelled differently, yeah? Ki Ani Avtecha. I, Hashem, I'm your Eved. That's what I was Mechavan to, says the Imre Emes. I was Bechavanah there, when we stress and we shry and we cry, Hashem, Ani Avdecha, I am your Eved, that's what I was talking about. We miss that point. It comes before An Hashem Hashiana, so in Hallel. We miss that point sometimes. An Hashem Ani Avdecha. And this is the point that which this particular halacha comes to convey.